Okay, let's start. Fine, sorry. Okay, what we're on? We're on Yud Zion. Is that, that's right? Yud Zion Amalev. That's what we're up to. Yes. Beish. Okay, like this. So, the Mishnah on Yud Zion Amalev Aleph says, Beish Shammai Onrim, Mevin Shlomim. You can bring Shlomim on Yom Tov, Ve'ein Tzomchen Aleihem, but you can't rest your weight upon them. Right, about low olos. You're not allowed to bring olos, because olos are, you can't eat them. So as soon as you can't eat them, you're not allowed to slaughter them on Yom Tov, according to Beis Shammai. Beis Alomrim, they say, Mevin Shlomim Ve'olos, you can bring Shlomim and olos, but Tzomchen Aleihem, and you can be Tzomich on them. Because, basically, because it's a mitzvah, and even if you can't eat it, but the time is today, the mitzvah is today, and you may do it. Now, at Seresh Shechal Leyoit Be'erev Shabbos, what happens if Shavuos fell on Friday? Be'eshame Omrim, Yom Tavuach, Achor Shabbos. They say that you can't check on Yom Tov, at least the Olas, and you can't check on Shabbos, so therefore you're going to have to push it off till Sunday. And Beis Hillel Omrim, they say, Ein Yom Tavuach Achor Shabbos. You don't push it off, you do it on Friday. Okay, and Moedim, Beis Hillel would agree to Beis Shammai, She'im Chalo Leyois B'Shabbos, if it worked out that it came on, Shavuos was on Shabbos itself, She'yom Tavuach Achor Shabbos. You shecht after Shabbos, because these korbanos cannot be done on Shabbos, because they're, it's Sinas Tashlumin, basically, because even though it's somewhat time bound, but the Sinas Tashlumin, I think that's the reason given. Okay, so now, in a case where they did Yom Tavuach on Yom Rishon, that means basically they were doing the korbanos for the main korbanos for the Chag on Yom Rishon. So now there's Ein Kohen Gadol Mislabesh Bekelav. The Kohen Gadol doesn't wear his fancy clothes. He's not talking about the clothes that he does avodah in. It's talking about at home. The Kohen Gadol used to dress like better than most people, and but he won't, especially on Yom Tov. So, and but he didn't want to. Let's carry on reading. And Mutarim Behesved and Tanis. And you can actually also do Hespedim for a deceased person, and also fast on these days. Even though, generally speaking, the days of that you do Tashlumin on, that you weren't allowed to fast, and the like, because over here we're concerned, Shalukayim, in order not to, like, give credence to the Divrei HaOmrim, to the people who say, meaning basically like the Tzedukim or the Kutim, at Tzeres Achor Shabbos, because they say Shavuos comes after Shabbos. They learn from the Pesukim, it says that the Chag of Shavuos is Achor Shabbos. So they don't want to, like, kind of, like, say, if they're going to act like it's a Yom Tov today, so people can say, oh, you see, you're right, you see, Shavuos is after Shabbos. And so therefore, we allow fasting and the Kohen Gadol down dresses. Now, Amar Yolozo, Rabbi Yishio, Minayin La'atzeres Sheyesh La'Tashlumim, B'chol Shiva. How do we know that Atzeres has Tashlumim, Chol Shiva? Because Atzeres, Shavuos is just one day long. So how do we know you can do Tashlumim? So Shinema, we actually saw this in Rosh Hashanah. It says B'chag HaMatzos, B'chag HaShavuos, B'chag HaSukkos. Right, these three festivals, it says it in the end of Re'eh, and it was kind of like not so necessary. So it's important to tell you, it's Makish making a Hekish, Chag HaShavuos, connecting Chag HaShavuos to Chag HaMatzos. Ma Chag HaMatzos, just like Chag HaMatzos, Yesh La Tashlumim Kol Shiva. It has two Shlumim for all 7 days, because it's a 7 day festival, and you can do it on the other days. So Av Chag HaShavuos, also Chag HaShavuos, Yesh La Tashlumim Kol Shiva. You're allowed to do Tashlumim all 7 days, even though it's not actually Yom Tov or B'chol HaMoed, but you can still do Tashlumim. Ah, says the Gemara, Ve'ema Makish L'Chag HaSukkos. Maybe you're going to make a Hekish to Chag HaSukkos. It also says Chag HaSukkos. Why don't you connect, do a Hekish between Shavuos and Sukkos? So, Ma, and so say the following, Ma Chag HaSukkos, Yesh La Tashlumim Kol Shiva, Shmoina, sorry, just it has Tashlumim all 8 days, Av Chag HaShavuos, Yesh La Tashlumim Kol Shiva, why don't you say that? So answer the Gemara, Shmini, Regel B'nei Atzmohu. Shmini is its own festival, so you can't basically learn from one to the other. Basically, so really Sukkos itself is only 7 days. But then Gemara says, wait a second, Imud Amrinan, that I will say that we say Shmini Regel Bifnei Atzmo, it's an independent Chag, who, Hani Mili, that is with regards to the Inyan Pazak Shav, right, which means basically these certain things are the pay stands for it. It's got its a pious. It's got its own pious. The Hagralah for split up the korbanos. Zayin means it's got its own zman. It's a shechianu. Resh means regal. It's a regal with neatzmoy. Kuf means it's got korban. It's got its own korbanos. Shin means shear. It's got its own special shear. And beis means it's got a bracha. They bless the king on the end of Sukkos. So aval. The Inyan Tashlumim, but the God Tashlumim is Tashlumim the Rishon, as we saw earlier, who the Tanan, we learned just in this Masechta. Mishalo Chag, but Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag. Somebody who didn't do Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag, he can be Choygeg as Kol HaRegel. He can be Choygeg all of the Regel, but Yom Tov Achron, and also the last day as well. So you see, so it comes back the question. So answer the Gemara over here. It says over here, it says, Tefasta Meruba Lo Tefasta. Tefastum or Tefasta. This is like, because the principle over here is that basically, okay, it's going to explain. Basically, you, oh, here it doesn't explain. Yeah. Right, it doesn't explain. Right, so it says, so why is that? Basically, because if you take the smaller thing, what you've got is for sure good. Yeah, because it's Vadai 7 at least. But if you're going to grab to 8, that they may be not correct to grabbing. So that's what we say. Ella, lemay hilchasa kasvei rachmana lechagasukos. Why doesn't it? So what was the reason we wrote chagasukos then in that pasuk? We understand why you write chagamatzos and chagashvuos in order to make the hekesh between for tashlumim for shvuos. Yeah. So what's sukkos? So answer the Gemara, lekushe lechagamatzos. It's coming to make a hekesh to chagamatzos. Sukkos to matzos. Ma chagamatzos. Just like chagamatzos, total lina, a person is required to do lina. That means he needs to stay over in Yerushalayim that night of Yom Tov. Basically, just wait, the first night of Chol HaMoed. So af chagasukos, so to chagasukos is total lina, is also would require lina. Okay. Oh, v'hasam minolon. And how do we know over there? Dechsev, it said, upanisam v'boika, v'lachta lo'elecha. It says you should go back in the morning, right? And you can't go back in the day, right? In the daytime of Yom Tov, because it's Yom Tov. And Rashi says, then it's a tuchumim. And therefore, even though we said in, well, I think Rashi was because of, you've got a mitzvah to do Riyah, but whatever it is, okay. So basically, we know that there's a chiv Riyah. And we apply that to... there's the mitzvah of lina, so we apply that to sukkahs as well. Now, this was all brought. Now we're going to read a question on this, right? Tanan, our Mishnah is we've just proved that that there's a tashlumim for shavuos for all 7 days. So it says in our Mishnah, Tanan, at Seres Shechal Lios Erev Shabbos, in the case where shavuos fell on Friday, so Beis Shammai Omrim Yom Tavuach Achor Shabbos. Beis Shammai said you've got to shecht everything on, or at least the everything on Sunday. And Beis Hillel Omrim Ein Yom Tavuach. You don't do Yom Tavuach. So it's a bit basic because you do everything on Friday. So we're going to take this literally. Very a bit shtickler over here. So my lav Ein La Yom Tavuach Chlal. That one, Beis Hillel says, there's no such thing as a Yom Tovuach. It means you do all the shechting on Friday. You don't do any shechting on Sunday. So we're understanding from over here, it's saying that, so there's no such thing as Tashlubim. So the Gemara says, no. Look, She'ein a tzricha Yom Tovuach. No, that's not how you understand it. It means, Beis Hillel says, it's not necessary to do Yom Tovuach. Okay, but says the Gemara, Amayka Mashmalon. So what's the Chiddush then? The Makrivinan B'yomei is coming to tell you that you're allowed to shecht on Yom Tov itself. Ha'ifligu ba'chadazimna. They already argued about this point, meaning a line or two earlier, right, in the beginning of the Mishnah. That's a very same Mishnah. Be'ish Shammai Omrim, Mevin Shlomim, you can bring Shlomim, Ve'ein Somchen Aleihem, and you don't just do smicha to them. About the Oilos, but not Oilos. Okay, and Beis Hillel Omrim, Mevin Shlomim, Ve'oilos, V'somchen Aleihem. So you see over here, right in our Mishnah, it says that basically you do it on the day. So that can't be. So it must be. So we must learn something new from the second part of the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, yeah, we do learn something. We need both of them. Tzricha. De'i ashma'inan baha. If it would have just told us the first part of the Mishnah, that Beis Shammai, was talking about midweek, right? Or not when Shavuos wasn't on Friday, let's say it was on Tuesday. So baha'ak omre Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai say over there, let's say Shavuos came on Tuesday, you push it off to Wednesday. Mishum to Efshel Lamacha, because you can do it on Wednesday. Yeah. Aval, Hacha, but over here, when it came on Friday, yeah, Eima Moedulahu, the Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai may agree, and you kind of what's the Havamina, but Beis Shammai may agree that you can't push it off 2 days. Yeah, so in this particular case, you would say that you maybe you would do it also on Friday.
So what did you say the Havamina was?
I don't know. Right. I forgot. Now it's coming to me now. Yeah,
1 day and 2 days.
Yeah, yeah, because it doesn't really make sense.
Issa, I mean,
yeah, yeah, I know. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So So look at this. So let's look at Rashi. I didn't get a chance to, or if I read it, I can't remember reading it. So Eima, let's read the Rashi. Eima modulu lebeis hillel. V'yakriva b'yomtov, and this is shechta b'yomtov. Da macha Shabbos hi. Lulakarbi, and we talk she'ata misyayish mehen, ata b'lishoya, shulotikravevod. But it doesn't really answer the question. But he's dealing with the issue.
It's a bit more, so right? So we're saying that if you have to push off more than 1 day, then we're scared that people would end up not doing it.
Yes.
Time.
Yeah.
So in that case, maybe even Beis Shammai would agree that okay, well, if you've got no other choice, you have to bring the korban.
Yes.
Club,
yes.
Therefore, if there's a worry that you won't bring it at all, so better that you should.
Yes.
Actually
correct. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Good. So, we're still. V'i'ah. Now the other way. V'i'ash me'inan b'ha. If you would have taught us in meaning the second part of the Mishnah, b'ha k'omri beis hillel. They're just talking when it came on Friday. Yeah, mishum delo efshel amacha, because you can't do it on right. And that we see it is a concern. Right, if you can push it off, it's a concern. You can't do it. So therefore, let's say do it on Friday, because you can't do it on Shabbos. Aval b'ha. But over here, well, let's say it was Tuesday. B'ha eima modul beis Shammai, that maybe you can push it after Wednesday, it would be okay. Tzricha. So that's why you need both cases of the Mishnah. Now, Tashma. Another, we're trying to also disprove that there's Tashlumim for Shavuos. Tashma. Mi shelo chag shivas yemei achag. A Pesach. Somebody who didn't celebrate Pesach with Korbanos, I suppose, and Shmonis yemei achag, and also the 8 days of Sukkos. Yeah. V'yom tov. The Gra takes out the word Rishon. Basically, so it's Yom Tov Shel Atzeres. So it sounds, simple reading sounds like it's 1 day of Atzeres. Shuv Einu Choygig. He may not, you know, to bring a Chagiga anymore. He can't do it anymore. So you see over here. So my lab, isn't that to say Shel Yom Tov Shel Atzeres? I mean, like he says, isn't Yom Tov Shel Atzeres? So we see it's a kash. We see there's no tash lumim. So it says no. It says yom tevuach. It really means yom tevuach. Yeah, it's talking about the yom tevuach. Now they say over. I think maybe it's the Rashash or somebody says that it could be over here that it was like Rashi Tevos or something. I don't know if it's Torah Shabbat Peh or something. But it is commented somebody. There's something about the maybe there's Rashi Tevos, because the same Rashi Tevos over here. You know, yom tevuach. Yeah. And Yom Tov. So I'm not, I remember just a vague recollection of something that's to look into. But anyway, so we say it's all about Yom Tovuach. But the Gemara says, I hachi nifshot mina dechad Yom Tovuach. But here it sounds like the day of Tovuach. So true, you pushed off that there's not, right, there are Tashlumi, but maybe it's only Tashlumi for 1 day. Yeah, how could we? You can have more days of Tashlum in the actual holiday itself. Maybe, I mean, that's as far. So, but that was it. No, Eima, you made Tavuach. No, you made Tavuach. So that you could maybe.
Which is worse than the Rosh
Hashanah. Yeah, right.
You'd says Yom Tavuach.
Yeah.
And
Yom. You can do it till Yod. You can still do it. You can do it.
You have Yom Eid
Tavuach. Yud Tess as well. No, or how do the Yom Tov or Yom Eid or Yom Eid?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can have Yom Eid. Yom Eid to work. Right. Tashma. Oh, yeah, because I like that he was the. Okay. Anyway, so Tashma. So we're still in the running. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yoshia is still in the running. Okay. Datani Rabba Bar Shmuel. We got a Bryson Rabba Bar Shmuel, which we've also seen recently. So Omra Torah, Mona Yomim. You should count days. V'kidesh Chodesh. You should sanctify Rosh Chodesh. So Mona Yomim, you should also count days with Kiddush and Tzeres, and you sanctify Shavuos. Ma Chodesh leMenuyav, just as a Chodesh, you sanctify the day according to what you counted it with. You counted the days, and therefore, and you bring, you have Rosh Chodesh Korban. So Afat Tzeres leMenuyav, so to Tzeres with its
For its units, you would celebrate it. My lav, gemar, michoidesh, just like choidesh, ma choidesh, yom echad, is also one day. So afatzeres is yom echad, is also one day. Okay, so Amarava, is that true? Batisbra, yeah, atu etzeres, yomi meninan, days we, oh, he says he's yomi, yomi meninan, shivui loy meninan, but and weeks we don't count. Vama Rabaye, he says Abaye, mitzvah limimne yumi, it's a mitzvah to count days, right? Dichsiv tisbru chamishim yoim, so it says days. Yeah, a mitzvah, and it's also though it's a mitzvah limimne to count shivui weeks as well. Dichsiv shiva six seven 7 weeks tisbru lachot, you should count. But odd and furthermore, it says chag shavuos. The whole definition of this chag is chag shavuos. Ksiv. Okay. Now, so here, now we're going to bring another source, which we haven't seen before, is for the source of Tashlumim. Okay, it says, Debe Rebbe Elezer ben Yaakov. Okay, Tana. Amar Kra. It says in the Kra, with regards to Shavuos, it says, Ukrasem, and should call it, and this means that you could call it holy day. And in the next pasuk, it says uvakutzuchem, with your harvesting. So ezu chag shata korei vakoytze boy. Which is the chag that you call a chag, and also you, in that time of year you're doing your harvesting. Boy, heavy omer zechag etzeres. This is talking about Shavuos, because that's the harvesting time of year, the Tavuah kind of year. So Amos, when is that? Eleima b'yom tov. If you want to tell me it's on Yom Tov itself, Kitzira b'yom tov mishari. Are you allowed to harvest on Yom Tov? So elolav l'tashlumim. It must be for it's for tashlumim. So we see over here that you've got a chag of Shavuos, not on Shavuos. So. Okay, so therefore we see that it must be that there's the chag in the aspect of the tshlumim aspect of it. So we have now two sources for the tshlumim for Shavuos. But afal gab de itmar de Rabbi Elezer amar Rishia. Even though we said the first source, itzrich de Rabbi Elezer ben Yaakov. We need the second source as well because they complement one another. De e de Rabbi Elezer amar Rishia. Amarabishaya, if it would have just that alone, Havramina, it may have had the following kasha, which we didn't ask earlier. It says, Ma tashlumim shel chagamatzois, tashlumim of chagamatzois is also bestias malocha, is also in malocha. Okay, so too. I don't know, we're not a kasha, we just said, is this a kasha or just saying it would be? I'm not actually now. Just
I guess from the limit.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you may have thought. Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm just right. So
if you did say it would be a problem because for base, I mean, it would turn out yeah. Shammai. You'd, I mean, what if it's asim malach the whole time?
Yeah. It doesn't would work. Yeah, right. So after shlumi atzeres nami also ba'asias malacha. So too, you're going to say that atzeres is going to be the tishlumim days also b'malacha. Maybe if you it's like this, if you didn't bring your korban, you'd be us right. You'd be also to do malacha. That's interesting. That'd be interesting. I mean, that's just a funny thought that came into my mind. But okay, so kamash malan. So that's the Rabbi Elezer ben Yaakov, because that's the whole point of Rabbi Elezer ben Yaakov. He says, what is the chag that you're harvesting in? So you see that it's a weekday. So that's why we need that. But if it were even the Rabbi Elezer ben Yaakov alone, but if we only have Rabbi Elezer ben Yaakov. Lo yadana kama. I wouldn't know how many days because it doesn't say the days over there. It just says, you know, in Shavuos time when you're also on a whole day. So maybe it's like 1 day, 2 days. I don't know. But kama. So kashmulam to Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yishia. That's why we got Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yishia, that it tells us it's 7 days that we learn from Pesach.